listen to a very wonderful story which Lord Chaitanya used to relish. This will be the highlight. It's my, up till now, one of my favorite Krishna Katha stories. It is described that the apparent pain in separation became so intense in Braj that the trees lost their leaves. The cowherd boys could only lie on the Yamuna and breathe. Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj were crying so many tears that a channel of water came from their house to the Yamuna. And who can describe the condition of Radharani? It is described that the only thing which kept them, the gopis, alive was the hope that Krishna would return. And it is explained, just like when the summer heat is so hot that everything dies in the pond, the turtles go in the wet mud to exist in the wet mud and get some liquid and moisture, etwas Feuchtigkeit from the mud. So in the same way, all the residents of Vrindavan, especially the gopis, when the heat of separation from Krishna was so intense, they totally immersed themselves in the hope, only the hope, that Krishna would return, and that would give them life. Now, alright. Chandidas, this is from Chandidas, describes this this scenario in Braj, and then he goes to Radha, to Chandana. Chandana means cooling. Chandana is a gopi who comes to Radha and says, I cannot tolerate that Krishna is simply staying in Mathura and lets you die here. I will go to Mathura and somehow bring Krishna back. Radharani is just very skinny, just lying and barely breathing. Lalita is there, and Chandana goes. After half an hour, she's back. Radhe, and she wakes up Radharani from her swoon and said, I have a good idea. There was a letter of agreement which Krishna once wrote when you were rejecting to meet Krishna. Radharani says, yes, I also remember this letter. They look for this letter and they find actually a letter, and here are the lines. It says, I, Syama Sunda, declare herewith that I am the sole property of Radharani. Radharani can do everything with me. She can even sell me at the marketplace. I'm writing this in full consciousness of the consequence of this statement. In other words, I'm totally aware of what I'm saying. And then signed, Syama Sundar. Then the day is given. Then family, cowherd boys, cowherd. Then, family, cowherds, Gwala is a name, father, Nanda Maharaj, Nanda Baba, and then witness, Rupa Manjari. It's a letter which has deep weight. It cannot be ignored in any court procedure. Chandana is so heavy. Now we have it. I will go to Mathura with this letter. I will read it to the prince of Mathura, Krishna. And then I would say, you are the property of Radharani. Radharani wishes to see you. You must come. Now when Krishna says, no, I'm not coming, then I will say, you are a liar. I will bind him with a rope on the hands. I will publicly pull him through the streets and declare that he is a liar. Because I cannot tolerate that Radharani suffers so. Then Radharani says, don't do this. When you will, there is a rule in the Shastras, never chastise a person in public. Because when you chastise the person in public, he feels so much hurt in his heart. If you chastise him, always do it in private, so that the pain is not so big. So, Syamasundar is so sensitive, you cannot do this. Be very careful, he is a very soft heart in actuality. Then what should I do? Well, you present the letter. No, you wait with the letter, because that's too intense, says Radharani. What you do is, you describe the trees of Braj are so much in separation that they lose their leaves. Your friends with whom you used to exchange sweetmeats and others are lying with pale faces on the bank of the Yamuna, shouting Krishna, Krishna. Not shouting, breathing Krishna, Krishna. Your parents who protect each of your breath with millions of their lives, they have not eaten anything. And they are crying. Just describe like this. And then let us see what happens then. Maybe he will come immediately. But then Radharani says, most properly he will say, I will very soon come. Then you must ask, how soon will you come? What is the day? Give a fixed date. Then if my Syamasundar avoids giving a fixed date, at that time you would say, then at least give a letter in writing, some message which will keep on the life of maintain my life. So Chandanana comes with this instruction. She will, her mission is to bring Krishna back to Braj. She goes to Mathura. And you must know the gopis or all the residents of Braj never think they look like us or like beautiful people of this world. They have an almost indescribable effulgence around them. This is described in Brihad Bhagavatamrita one Brahmana, Mathura Brahman, that's how he is identified, comes to Vrindavan and hears near Keshigat the sound of a great devotee crying in ecstasy. And he goes to one part in the forest and there sees Gop Kumar. It's described when he sees him. He sees that it's the most extraordinary being he has ever seen, full of the brightest effulgence. So, as Chandanana enters Mathura, immediately all the queens and princesses of Mathura look at her and come around her and talk. Mm-hmm. Women are extremely communicative, whereas men, often they are blocked by their egos and can't communicate so easily and talk so easily with each other. So they immediately around, who are you? You look so extremely beautiful. Chandanana is extremely clever. She says, oh, I'm nothing. I'm only the servant of my queen. Oh, your queen? Yes, I have a queen. She is very sick and is almost dying. Oh, you have come to Mathura? To get some help. Yes, I've come to Mathura to ask the only doctor who can save her to come. Oh, yes, surely the doctor will come. your queen is such an extraordinary person already, yes, sir. You look so beautiful and so. I don't know how to say in English, so. I mean, so beautiful, so. Effulgent, thank you. So effulgent. Which doctor will you request to come? Do you have any idea? Yes, says Chandanana. Krishna? Krishna is not a doctor. He's a Kshatriya. He's a prince. No, he's a doctor, says Kubja. Don't you remember? There was this hunchback lady, Kubja. He was going like this with a hunchback, it is in English, hunchback. And he just did an orthopedic operation. He just took her by the shoulders, and or was it chin? I forgot. And gave her this lift, and she was all right. A very good spine afterwards. Yeah, very good doctor. Oh yes. Say the queen. Yeah, this is correct, they say. Well, to tell you frankly, said the queen, we don't know, but Krishna is so strong, and he's so powerful and so well-meaning. But since some time he's in the palace and he doesn't come out, and sometimes the windows are closed, we don't know, some great tragedy has overcome our master. So, maybe I can help him. How do I get to him? Oh, this is very difficult. They say, well, there is one way. There's a way of the man, then there is a way of the woman. Don't go the way of the man. This is very dangerous, and they will keep you and bar you and not allow you to enter. You go the way the maidservants go. That way you go. So this is a long story. Finally, after the geography of Mathura is described, Chandanana gets through everything. And finally, she arrives at the palace hall. And she sees Krishna sitting, bent over. And he looks very grave and deep and with an indescribable melancholy. Chandanana announces, O Prince of Mathura. Krishna gets up with a start. Who are you? And Chandanana looks at him and says, I don't know. Krishna looks at her. Then from where have you come? Chandanana looks at him back and says, I do not know. And then she explains, she said, this is what happens when one comes to Mathura. One forgets who he is, and one forgets from where he has come. Krishna hears this. Ecstasy comes into him, and he says, and he looks at her and says, just like you, says Chandanana, you have forgotten that you are the lover of the Brijabasis, and you have forgotten from where you come, that is, you come from Vrindavan, by the influence of this Mathura. Krishna looks at her, shakes her head, begins to smile through his melancholy, and says, you must be Chandanana, the clever Chandanana, isn't it? And then Chandanana takes her veil and off and says, yes, I've come with a message. And then she begins, Do you know what happened to your trees on which you climbed? They've lost all their leaves. And when she goes to the cowherd boys, to the parents, and do you know what is the condition of Radharani? When Krishna hears the name Radharani, he begins to uncontrollably cry in ecstatic love of Srimati Radharani. And he says, Chandanada, I'm just coming. I have to kill a few more demons. Chandanada immediately goes, you know, she's instructed, give a date. It is not so easy, says Krishna. Then at least, Shyamasundar, when you can't even give a date, when your words don't mean much, write at least a letter. Then she goes. Krishna immediately begins to write a letter. With golden letters, he writes. But as he writes this message, his, how do you say, the lettering, his writing becomes very unrecognizable. Only an insider can see, maybe only he himself usually. Can bring this letter, and he brings Uddhava. He calls Uddhava, and he puts his hand into the hand of Uddhava and holds Uddhava's hands. It's very firm. It says, Uddhava, friend, can you do one thing for me? Only one thing. You go to Vrindavan and you deliver this message. I will give you my chariot. Daruka will bring you. You go and give this letter. Yes, and then Uddhava comes to Vrindavan. This is also a wonderful story, but many of you have read it in Krishna book already. It needs Uddhava to decipher the writing of Lord Krishna, because it was so disturbed by his emotion. Now you will ask yourself the question, well, why doesn't he come? Mathura, Vrindavan, by rickshaw is 2 hours, by sumo, a jeep is half an hour, by Krishna, by Garuda airline, by climbing up, Krishna would just have to get on the... Or he would just need to appear there in 1 second. Why doesn't he do it? Listen to this wonderful subject. If you think that Krishna has left Mathura, Vrindavan, and gone to Mathura, you do not know properly. There is a verse which says Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. What Krishna has done is, by apparently leaving, Prabhupada says, he stayed in his bhava form. Bhava means mood, mentality, absorption also sometimes. What he did is, he stayed by entering the heart. I think we spoke about this already yesterday or the day before. But again, this can be said many times. He entered the heart of Radharani. And by always being in the heart, they are totally always together, never separated. This, the thought of feeling, being together, but feeling we are separated, is called the highest form of love, which is called Prema Vaichitra. You can read this in the 8th chapter of Matya Lila in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the discussions of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with Ramananda Roy. And if Krishna would return in his form, outward form, to the gopis. Their love would not be as high as when he is there in the form. Therefore, he can't return. By the way, don't forget, he is already there in the heart. Am I? Is it too? And it is something clear. Good. So. And by staying in the heart of his dear devotees, he sustains them and takes care of them. So this is the blessings here which we hear in this shloka. But Krishna personally says, the minds of those gopis are always absorbed in me and their very lives are ever devoted to me. For my sake they have abandoned everything related to their bodies, renouncing ordinary happiness in this life, as well as religious duties necessary for such happiness in the next life. Even the next life they don't care. I alone am their dearmost beloved, and indeed their very self. Krishna is there in the heart, the self of the self. Therefore, I take it upon myself to sustain them in all circumstances. This comes in the 46th chapter of the 10th canto, text number 4, if you wish to find it. 46th chapter, text number 4. And then Krishna says in this, oh, it's so nice, but we have to end somewhere here. It is very nice. My dear Uddhava, this is now the high point of Bhakti Rasayana, deep absorption in Krishna. Just as great sages in yoga trance merge into self-realization. They go into Brahman and lose themselves. Like rivers merging into the ocean. They disappear in the ocean. And are thus not aware of material names and forms. Similarly, the gopis of Vrindavan were so completely attached to me within their minds that they could not think of their own bodies or of this world or of their future lives. The entire consciousness was simply bound up in me. This is Krishna consciousness. Entire consciousness bound up in Krishna. You will ask yourself, yes, it's very nice to hear, but it is totally irrelevant for me. How can I hope to absorb my consciousness in Krishna? Very easy and very difficult. When you chant Krishna's name, you must learn to totally absorb yourself in the sound vibration of Krishna. If you enter through this door into the wonderful dimension of Krishna consciousness, then you will one day also be totally bound up in Krishna. Hare Krishna. This is called the ghost out of the machine ending. In other words, you introduce all of a sudden a new subject, which is all of a sudden appearing in the thing, but in the discussion. It is, but because it's true, it has to be said. I want to thank you very much. We will do it. Let me look at the wristwatch. We will do it like always. Those of you who have to leave now, this is a good time to leave, or have to leave, can't stay longer. We will just chant one more Hare Krishna, because it's advised to begin and to end a katha with the holy names of the Lord. But obviously, if you have not the time, I want to say goodbye to you. Now, our plan is tomorrow we have to absolutely do mail and post, mail and all the things that are not available, and
cannot also, and in the evening we are invited somewhere. So I want to thank you once again for encouraging us by your kind attendance, and it was so silent. You were so attentive. Yes, please do this, to copy the Bhakti Rasayana shlokas and go through them in your own free time. Even if you don't feel that you can as of yet think about them deeply, it is, then sometimes you can read one or two verses and you can slowly acquaint yourself. I must say, I'm not very, let me say, it took me also sometimes or years to discover the treasure of these verses. It's not that, see, Krishna consciousness is always such a delicate and ecstatic subject. We can't immediately hope to grasp everything, but if we read from time to time, get more acquainted with it, then after some time we may just feel very, we have entered the subject and feel very happy with it. You, please, you can try this. And also another thing, we sometimes do these evenings in wherever we go for preaching. Just, we call them usually nectar evenings or naam yagyas or whatever. This is a good, we always feel when devotees come together, making this their solitary agenda, we want to hear about Krishna and come closer to Krishna. Then because several devotees come together with the same mission, Krishna sometimes gives some drops of nectar and realizations to us. So please try to also come together from time to time and just read from Krishna book. Also the wife of Braj Bihari, your good name again, Ananda Vindavan Shampu, or Ananda Vrindavan, has a very nice method to discuss Krishna Katha. It is was presented to us in Radhadish, and that is a nice method you can learn and acquire, and so on. It is very good for us to come together and do this. Devotees are meant to do this. Krishna says he is not so much in, he's not in Vaikuntha, he's not even in the hearts of the yogis. He says he's there where his devotees glorify him, glorify his name. So this is a good way to go deeper in Krishna consciousness, to just come and together and read from relevant scriptures. So, okay, I will request you, our Madanga player, could I request you maybe, to, those of you who have to go here, Rati Manjari will be outside and give you some Mahaprasad, and